Off the Vine is brought to you by Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer. Now you can lotion up on wet skin. It absorbs like that for softness all day. Jergens, let your beautiful shine.
Who's out with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow's going to answer your question, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Great Therapy. Your session is now starting. Question.
Yes.
I really don't know the answer to this.
What is it?
I swear to you on everything, I don't know the answer to this. Were you a dolphin or a shark? I swear I don't know. I'm like, this is her main, like, can you not, Caitlin? Like, this is her, this is what, and I seriously don't know. I'm like, I'm just going to start off.
I don't think I know either. That night, I definitely did not know. But really a dolphin. I just wanted to be a dolphin in a room full of sharks.
Yeah, there you go.
You know? But I really, I still, like, when people ask me to this day, I'm like, come on, man. I have no idea.
Oh, man. We have Alexis in the studio today. Hello.
I'm so sorry for how I look and how I'm about to talk like because I am so shot from Vegas. I just had a wild weekend with the girls.
That sounds like a great time. I need all the stories. Craziest thing that happened, because you know I always say what happens in Vegas stays on social media.
Well, Danielle L. and Christina were like BFF. I was like, okay.
Are they not friends?
Well, they fought over Dean in Paradise, and then, like, Christina did
it. Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
I forgot about that. I'm like,
but then they were like, BFF, I loved it.
Really?
Yeah, they were, like, taking pictures together. They were sitting next. Like, I was trying to interrupt their conversation. I was like, okay, what is going on?
Really?
But I liked it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good female empowerment.
They were there for the right reasons.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, that's cool. A little female empowerment friendship going on there.
Jasmine always does her, like, Dallas Cowboy dance moves in the club, and it's, like, not okay. Like, her weave was literally hanging off at one point. We were not okay. Like, it was a shit show.
Wait, you guys were all wearing blonde wigs.
I know.
That's a fun theme.
It was a fun idea. It was for Ash's birthday, so we were like, let's just get weird for a brunch.
Yeah.
And, like, but I was good after the brunch. Like, I cannot handle three nights in Vegas.
You have to be some sort of monster.
D'Lo and Jasmine can hang, like, to a whole nother level.
Really?
It's, like, insane. And I'm the youngest one, and I can't hang. Like, it's so embarrassing.
What?
Yeah, they can... like, D'Lo went to Thailand today. I was, like, still recording.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I would, nope. I would have full-blown anxiety on the plane, that long on a plane when I'm hungover. If I'm ever hungover, my hangovers are anxiety.
Me too.
So to be stuck on a plane, hungover, on your way to Thailand?
No. I was so, the flight from Vegas is 45 minutes and I had, like, literally an anxiety attack.
I
couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. What were you there for again?
Astrid's birthday.
Oh, and
Big Rach was there. Rachel Lindsay, she was there. She's getting wild.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
It's good because, like, I was super close with her in the house.
Yeah.
And then, like, she was the Bachelorette last year, and, like, she was too cool for me. She was, like, Beyonce.
No.
And I would, like, try to hang out with her, but she was busy. I mean, I get it.
She was Beyonce.
I was literally the Michelle. And she was too cool for me. I was like, whatever, Beyonce, do you. But then, like this weekend, we had so much fun. Like, it's just,
that's fun that she came out.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to get married before me?
I mean, she's ready to, like, start popping out babies.
Really?
Yeah. She's ready for that.
Wow. I'm not. That means giving
up one. Do you know when, like, you start getting, like, that maternal feeling?
I've always had a bit of a maternal feeling.
Oh, you like that? Like, I wonder when it happens.
I'm not sure. Some people, it doesn't happen until the baby's in your arms.
That is true.
Yeah.
But, like, three of my four, I mean, I'm only 24, but, like, three of my older sisters all have babies, and, like, I, like, hang out with them for a little bit, and then I'm like, okay.
You're like, okay, peace.
Yeah, enough.
Yeah, no, it's like, very overwhelming. Yeah. It's a lifestyle.
It really is.
Yeah, and it's very different.
I just wonder when you get to that point when you want to start having kids. Or, like, I don't have that feeling of, like, that maternal instinct kicks in.
I think a lot of women feel like they should feel that, and they're, like, waiting for it, and then they feel the same way as you, like, when is it going to happen?
Yeah.
But some people, it just doesn't. And when you have babies, you're like, oh, how did I not feel this way before?
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't wait to have babies. I'm I'm terrified, but I can't wait. And I feel like I'm actually Carly. I went and saw her baby in the hospital.
Yeah, how was that?
She was like, you are like a baby whisperer. Like, you just know how to hold her and you're so good. And we left and Sean's like, you're such a natural. Aww. And I was like, I love babies. Like, I just love little babies.
That's how I feel about puppies.
Me
but
too.
But then like when they grow older, I'm like, okay. But I love your dog. Oh. You would show, did you literally just pick Sean because it had a cool dog?
Yeah, it helped. It helped it for sure. I'm not kidding. I always loved golden retrievers. And so when he did show me a picture, I was like, he just got a lot hotter.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know how it's possible because he's really hot. But he got hotter when he showed me a picture of his golden retriever.
Yeah. That usually happens.
Which is now my golden retriever.
Yeah, sorry, Sean. Sorry.
I love him so much. What was it? See, this is my brain not functioning either because I'm on like my sixth podcast in the last 24 hours, which is a lot. Sounds easy, but I'm like talking for that long while drinking wine. Guys, it's hard. I realize how stupid it sounds when it comes out of my mouth.
No, but it's true.
It is.
Like, talking really is... Talking is a job.
Well,
it really is.
You do it for your job.
Yeah, I talk a lot, and I'm, like, exhausted, and it's one day a week.
Yeah.
And that's how you know.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm like, okay, Caitlin, what happens next? Do you get to go home and go to bed at 6 p.m.?
You're killing it, though. You're killing it.
Well, thanks. I'm having a great time.
I actually did... I do a podcast, too, and it's all, like, comedians.
You do?
No, I don't... It's not my podcast.
Oh.
It was, like... It's a girl's podcast. She just loves The Bachelor.
What is the podcast?
It's Will You Accept This?
Oh, yeah.
But they are obsessed with you.
What?
And, like, we all, like, had this, like, epitome, and we were like, oh, like, we all started watching your season first.
Really?
Yeah, like, everybody loves you. Then we were, like, talking about, like, how we need another bachelorette like you.
No, that's not.
Yeah. No. But, like, just, like, how you were funny. And, like, there's, and, like, endearing. And, like, it was, like, a fun season.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but, like, they're all comedians, and then we were all, like, all comedians, and then everyone's like, yeah, I started watching for Caitlin, and they were like, no, I started watching it, and we just went on. It was cute, though.
I feel special.
You are.
You are special.
Honestly, if it wasn't for you not picking Nick, then I wouldn't have the life I have right now. So, honestly, thank you.
Whoa, that was deep for a girl who just got back from Vegas. Those are deep thoughts. Cheers to me on that one. You're welcome.
Thank you for my ad living lifestyle. Ad promoting.
It's a great lifestyle.
It really is.
You know what? Everyone would do.
But if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be living this lifestyle.
You think you still wouldn't have been on the show?
Well, Nick wouldn't have been The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have met Rachel Lindsay, who introduced me to my boyfriend now.
Right.
So honestly, it all comes back to you if you really think about it.
Full circle. Like, I am the reason for your happiness. You owe me your first unborn child, is what we're getting at here.
You're allowed. You can have it.
It's all yours. Puppies, no. My child, sure. That's so funny. Oh, yeah. So you're like so in love, too, because you came to watch me on Broadway, which was so sweet, by the way, that you did that.
I know. It was so fun. I told you I was. I'm a woman of my word.
You are. And you showed up. And
I know. And I was cheering you on.
You were amazing.
Yeah.
You
it was
really
so
funny.
Good. It was good. And then I ate a hot dog in Times Square 10 minutes later.
And didn't your boyfriend find you there in Times Square? Like
like we lost each other. And I had a glass of wine with my hot dog.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I don't know. It was at a food truck. Like,
oh,
I was able
wine.
To get wine and a hot dog. What do you know? Only in New York City.
So
are you happy you're back, though?
Yeah.
I mean, not living there anymore.
I'm like back where? I don't even know what city I'm in right now. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I loved it for the 2 months that I was there, but I was very happy to come home.
Yeah.
And not live in a shoebox.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm from Jersey, which is, like, right outside the city.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm trying to find out where I want to stay because I feel like I'm in L.A. right now.
Yeah.
It's not for me either.
Right.
I don't want to move home. Like, New York, I can't. Like, I have the worst anxiety.
What about Dallas?
Yeah, Dallas is probably where I'm going to end up.
Oh, are you guys going to move in together?
Yeah.
Yo, Tyler?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, he's the one.
Oh.
He really is. When you know, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
You know.
Right.
Like, it's just
when
like.
You know, you know, you know. Yeah, I know.
You think this is the worst podcast you ever had?
No, the worst. Depending on what you say is the worst, to me, that means it's the best one. Because when it's just a shit show is when it's my favorite podcast.
Okay, thank you.
So that's what.
I, like, was looking at your, like, who you do your podcast with, and I was, like, really intimidated. So I just, like,
what?
Really. Yeah, I was scared.
Ooh.
I mean, like.
No, you don't have to name me.
Yeah.
I'm like, who? Like, putting you on the spot.
I know, I'm like, shit.
Who do you find intimidating? Who is it? Just kidding, you have to say. But that's funny. No, you fit right in off. No, what?
Cheers,
grape
girl.
Therapy. Grape therapy.
Grape Therapy.
So usually I recap The Bachelor on Grape Therapy episodes. Here's the thing. This is going to air next week. We are finding out what happens exactly tonight because it's Tuesday. So we can still talk about it because people will still be talking about this in like 5 years. So,
oh, my God.
I don't know exactly what happens tonight. Do you? Like, does he – I'm like, who's Ben? No. All right. I was going to say Ben. Oh, my gosh. What's wrong with me?
Two of your guys were bachelors.
I know.
Honestly, you just are like – you're just the coolest girl ever. That's why.
It did make me feel pretty cool because – I'm like, oh, cool, keeping me relevant. Keep going. That's great. Sounds good. But he picks Becca, obviously, dumps her on television. I feel like I'm not being very sensitive to people's feelings because I keep being like, this is stupid. This is boring. And then
me
I'm like,
too.
That's really rude because I forget that I was there and it's
you understand.
These are people's hearts.
Yeah.
And it hurts everybody. And I shouldn't be so rude as to say that Ari's a douche canoe, which I said last night.
But I called him a saltine cracker, and I felt bad. Because
it's funny, though. it's pretty good.
But then, like, towards the end, I was like, before the last night's episode, I was like, oh, he's, like, becoming, like, a savage on Twitter. Like, he's starting to, like...
I love it.
Yeah, I loved it, too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, he's, like, a hot Cheeto now. But then, like, you're no longer a saltine cracker. But then after last night, he's back to the saltine cracker.
Yeah.
It's
just such a terrible way... Why would... I just here's
and like
what there's just so many
I'm like, ah.
It's just here's my thing, okay? This is what I'm gonna say. These are like three hearts that are all hurting. Ari picked the wrong person who's very lovely and she deserves the best, and now he's with Lauren B. I don't know if they're still together. We'll find out tonight. They are?
They are.
Okay. Still together.
You heard it here first. Grape Therapy.
Yeah. That airs a week late. You heard it here last. But I understand it was like he can't stay with Becca if his heart's not there. He has to break up with her.
I know. That's what I was thinking too. Like, wouldn't you want him to leave though?
Yeah.
If like his mind is somewhere else, his heart's somewhere else. So I feel kind of for him in that moment, but like just like how the whole thing went
exactly.
down.
Exactly.
Especially like he did not leave the house.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you leave the house?
Yeah.
3 hours later.
Well, I just wonder if he went out and then a producer was like, go back in there.
Yeah, probably.
And then he's like,
shout out to Alon.
Yeah. You're good, you. You know what you're doing. But I'm like, and maybe he did have to do this on TV for it to all play out for the viewers, for it to make sense for the viewers, because if we didn't see it, everyone would have so many questions. But now we see it, and everyone's like, oh, my God.
But wouldn't
I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
I'm also like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I'm like, oh, my God,
what
too.
Are you doing?
But can I have some more wine?
Oh, my God. Duh.
Thank you, girl.
This is a podcast where the wine is flowing.
The
beer flows like wine. What?
I don't know. Anyways, what were we talking about?
no idea. Halloween?
No. Ari.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Crackers? Oh, yeah. Okay. So he... What were you saying?
Oh, my gosh.
This is bad. Heather's just like... It's okay.
It's all good. We're okay.
But what were we saying?
No, we were saying how Ari...
Oh, it all had to play out for us.
Oh,
years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we were going to say. But why did he have somebody... The whole camera crew... is never at the weekend, the couple's weekends, right?
Uh-uh.
So that was like...
But this is what I'm saying. So the cameras all had to come.
I mean, they had to come.
Chris Harrison was brought in. He's probably like, oh, God, are you paying me for this?
Yeah, he loves his best life, Chris Harrison.
He really does. But they probably had to bring all these people in and do this because everyone would have so many questions. And I'm sure that the producers convinced Ari, this is a good idea... for you to, you know, support Lauren and show your love for Lauren if you want Lauren to be happy. Also, we want Becca for Bachelorette. So just, you know, like, let's give her story where this can be
heartbroken.
Yeah, the world needs to see because we all want to root for her to find love now. So they had to have it on camera. I understand it all. It's also bullshit.
Yeah, totally.
That's my point. And you know what? That's all I really have to say about Bachelor.
Me too. I'm sorry.
Great recap.
I literally have one job and it's to watch The Bachelor, and I could not do that this season. Yeah. And I feel really bad, but there's one more episode, and we can do it.
You can do it.
We can do it. Are you going to watch?
I've got it recorded. It's recording. We'll see what happens. It's been a long day.
Like, even in Vegas, when we were talking about it, I was like, guys, I cannot talk about – can you
yeah.
not?
Can you not talk about Bachelor?
Because Raven's also friends with Tia.
Oh, right, right, right.
So we, like, have, like, the inside scoop and, like, all this. But I'm like, I can't. I can you not.
Are Raven and Adam going to get married?
Yeah. They're like – yeah, they're – he lives up the block from Tyler. So we're
oh my
like,
God, you little cuties.
I know. Me and Raven just skip to each other and we're like, hey. But she, yeah, she's probably going to move to Dallas too. So we're just going to like.
Oh, that's so fun.
And Rachel lives in Dallas. Sarah Vendel lives in Dallas. Like the whole goddamn squad.
Doesn't JoJo live in Dallas?
Oh, JoJo lives in Dallas.
Oh my gosh. There's a lot of you there. You're
Dallas
like the new Nashville.
Have you ever been to Dallas?
I have. Yeah, I love it.
I love Dallas. Yeah, I have never been to Nashville. I need to go to Nashville.
You haven't been to Nashville?
No, I know. That's like literally.
That should be a confession because that's embarrassing.
I know. I heard it like, I heard great things.
Oh, you'd love it. It's what do you, too, what, it was, too fun.
Do you go to the dog park?
No. We don't because Tucker gets attacked and he...
Tucker gets attacked?
Yeah, I feel like dogs like gang up on him and he gets like protective and so we don't take him to the dog park.
Aww,
we just... We spoil him. We like take him to his... We drive like half an hour away just to take him to a park so that he has it to himself.
Aw, Tucker. We're VIP. Obsessed. He has the VIP treatment.
He does. And, and as he should. He's Tucker Doodle
my,
Dog.
My mom takes Bro to the dog park and like he's like the leader. Like my mom thinks like he's the most popular dog. Like everybody's like, oh, like all the other dogs are like, oh, Bro's here, you know. Like,
I love your accent. Dogs. All the other dogs are there.
Dog.
teach me dogs. How to say, okay, what's a good a sentence? Because clearly I can't speak right now.
Well, Raven was making fun of me, how I say cab.
How do
cab.
You say cab.
Cab.
Cab. Cab.
I have my dog. I'm going to bring it. In the cab to go get a cup of coffee.
Oh. Do you really say coffee like that?
Coffee. Ah! I know. When I'm in Dallas and I order, like, everybody's like, even in L.A., someone will be like, what? Come again? I'm like, coffee. Coffee.
But you know.
Coffee.
I just, accents are so bizarre to me.
It's
what a
so
weird thing.
Especially, like, hanging out with all the girls. We have, like, Christina the Russian.
Oh, yeah.
Raven the Southern girl. And then Rachel has, like, a strong Dallas accent. Astrid's from Germany. Like, it's like we're all messed up.
That's funny. That is. That's a lot of accents.
Yeah.
Accents are so weird. Like, how does that happen?
I don't know.
Like, what made someone be like, it's not coffee, it's coffee?
Dude, I love you so much because I think of these things, like, strangely all the time. Like, my Google search history before I go to sleep is, like, not okay.
Are
like,
we high?
I think so.
Are we high right now? I'm going to change the name of Off the Vine to, like...
Stone.
Yeah, weed therapy. That would be a terrible podcast. You think I'm brain dead now?
No, we are. Oh, thank God we're on the same level, though. Sorry to all the listeners out there.
They love it. Off the Vine, people. They can probably tell I'm just a little bit drunk right now.
No, your podcast is like doing really well too.
I'm on my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th glass of wine. That's pretty good.
I'm on my first and I'm acting like that, so that's when you know.
Yeah, but you still have all the alcohol in your system from Vegas.
Yeah, I literally did not eat. All I did was tequila.
Oh.
Like, I was on a tequila diet. I don't think I could drink for, like, well, I'm drinking now. I don't think I'm going to start not drinking tomorrow.
That makes me want to vom.
I know.
Let's take a quick mid-show break and talk about ThredUp. Finding a great deal, to me, is such a thrill, but digging through clothing racks at your local discount store is exhausting. ThredUp makes it easy to find the brands that you love at unbeatable prices. It's the secret style weapon over 1 million women use to refresh their closets. I speak to this from experience. I have used ThredUp. I know a few of the girls from Bachelor Nation use it as well, and we've all had nothing but great experiences. Like, we'll send each other Snapchats of our outfits and be like, are you serious, ThredUp? It's incredible. I am not one to go shopping. I really am not. So this is very, very good for me. ThredUp is the world's largest online thrift store with over 35,000 brands at up to 90% off retail price. Think Free People dresses for $10. Free People is one of my favorite stores. And you can get dresses from Free People for $10. J.Crew jeans for $12 and Kate Spade handbags for $30. Forget sifting through racks. ThredUp makes it super easy to shop by personalizing your experience. Use the filters to save your sizes, favorite brands, brands and price range to find exactly what you're looking for and fast. Every item on the site goes through a 12-point quality inspection process, ensuring the items are like new condition. Many are even brand new with tags still on them. ThredUp offers free shipping on qualified orders and super easy returns. Show your wallet who's boss and don't wait another minute. Right now, ThredUp is offering Off the Vine listeners an extra 30% off their first order. So go to ThredUp.com/Vine. That's ThredUp.com/Vine for an extra 30% off today. Again, 30% off. ThredUp.com/Vine. Do you want to confess?
Oh, yeah.
I think you should tell me something that you want to get off your chest. And then I'll wash away your sins
with
my wine.
Okay, but what do you think? Like, is it personal? Like, can I just say a lot?
Please.
Okay, one confession is that I can queef on command.
What? You can? I don't know if I've ever done one in my life. That could be my confession. I don't think I ever have. Like, I've heard about it, but...
You never heard one?
Of me? From me?
Yeah, from
no.
Your...
No, I never have.
I'm going to tell you how to do it, and then I watch you, like, go home and try it dead alone. You just roll back, like, on your back with your legs spread open.
Why have you tried this?
Me and my friends are really weird when we were growing up.
Yeah, so was I. You're experimental. I get it.
No. We were like, my one friend started doing it. I don't know. We were really weird. And you just let the air, like, go in, and then you roll back, like, to the front. And it's just, like, my one friend, like, can do it, like, on command, like, all the time. Mine is, like, you know,
hit or miss.
Yeah, hit or miss.
High risk, high reward.
The word queef is, like, the word moist.
Here's
for me.
What's up for debate. So many people, I should put this on Twitter, so many people call it quiff, and some people call it queef.
Oh, I've never heard of quiff.
Really?
Yeah, I've only heard of queef.
Oh, okay.
And then sometimes, like, if you don't have sex in a while, and then you do, and then they pull out, a
that
queef
happens?
Can happen. Yeah.
Maybe I'm just a queef queen. Maybe I'm just blessed. I don't think that's
some people
ever.
Some people don't queef. So that's a good thing.
It's not a big deal, though.
No.
For all the queevers out there, good on you. Get it.
It's like the most embarrassing, though, like when you, like, just start dating somebody and you do queef and you're like, no, yeah, that wasn't a fart. That was
just
air.
Do you acknowledge it? Do you acknowledge? Are you like, whoops?
Sometimes, I mean, I have not. Is that? I haven't before, but yeah. Then I also was like, oh, no, that wasn't. That didn't come out of my asshole. That came out of my vagina.
What's funny is, like, if anybody else was confessing this to me right now, I would be dying. But I'm like,
this
you
is
would.
Normal.
I'm like, you would. And I respect that. I respect it, and I respect your honesty.
Thank you.
Go on. You have more? Queef queen?
Oh, my God. It's
sticking.
People are going to start
That's
commenting
gonna
on me like queef queen.
That's going to stick.
Yeah, no. For all those ladies out there that want to know how to do it, just spread your legs open.
Do people want to know how to do it?
I don't know. I think maybe we were just weird 12-year-old girls. Definitely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just roll back. I'm just envisioning people doing it now, and it's actually really creepy.
It is
But,
creepy.
Yeah, then you roll back, and it
You paint a
right
pretty
out.
Picture.
I
yeah.
know, thank you.
You paint a pretty picture.
Also, what's another weird... I, like, feel like pooping is a lot of confessions.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, great. Go there. Great. Sounds good. Can't wait to hear it.
This is so embarrassing for my life and soul.
No.
But, no, I had one time.
Go on.
Okay, I only had butt sex one time in my life.
Okay.
And this is why it'll never happen again.
Oh. I've heard about that happening.
So I won't name any names, but it happened.
Tyler.
No, I will not. I will not. I will
You'll
not.
Never do it again. You learned it the hard way.
First of all, it hurts so bad. Second of all, it literally, I think it was like a one, like, in and out.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, my God, like, get it out. And then he was like, what the hell is that? And I look over, and it was literally like the size of an M&M piece of poop. And I literally took my sock and, like, swiped it up with my sock, and I was like, I don't know. So I literally was laying there, like,
he said, I don't know.
I go, I don't know. Scooped it up. I, like, have really fast reflexes. Yeah. So I literally, it happened. Like, he was like, what is that? And I was like, whoop.
You were all of a sudden a poop ninja.
And the worst part, I put the sock in his mom's laundry.
No!
That's the best part of the confession. Oh, my God. I am so sorry.
Oh, gross.
I'm sorry, Tyler, if you heard that. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Tyler's like, Anna, this is where I tune out. No, he probably tuned out a long time ago.
Yeah, I can't keep up.
He heard Vegas. He's like, I'm out. Yeah, what? Tell me the dynamic between you and Tyler. Like, what is he like?
Oh, well, he's really quiet and patient. And, like, the sweetest man ever.
Oh, nice.
Like, he's kind of like my dad.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No.
Because, like, he just lets me be me and, like, is obsessed with me.
Yeah.
For it.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't try to change me, and he's just, like...
That's
and he's
great.
Also a planner.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm
like,
not a planner.
I'm just go with the flow.
You can tell by this podcast I didn't plan shit. Nothing.
I'm not a planner.
That's
I'd
sweet, though.
Just, yeah, he's the
you
best.
You need that balance, you know?
Yeah. No, it works. It like... Because I'm, like, insane, and he just, like, is there for it.
Yeah, that's great.
And he's just really patient with me. Like, I need a patient.
You need that.
Like, I've dated all, like, meatheads in the past.
Yeah.
That were just, like, on steroids.
Define meathead. Oh, steroids?
Like, steroids.
Oh.
Pimple backs.
Oh.
And he, I mean, like, they, I'll put them
in a
group,
little category.
Was just so quick to fight with me, and it's just, like, so weird to be with somebody that are just, is, like, patient.
That's so nice.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're all on steroids, though, so their mood swings were just out of control.
And that you found that attractive.
Good times. I've grown up a lot. I've realized that was not okay.
Well, it's probably cause all you were used to. That's all you knew. That makes
sense. Yeah, Jersey meatheads out there.
That's so funny, because I, like, really like nice guys.
Yeah, no, well, now I do, too.
Yeah.
And
he's so nice. I met him.
Yeah, he's also... A mama's boy.
Mm.
And, I mean, they're the best.
That's so sweet.
They're just good guys.
Yeah.
You know?
That's how I feel about Sean with his sisters.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He has two sisters who are amazing, and you can just tell that's...
And he has respect for women.
Oh, big time. He said the sweetest thing one time when I was clapping at an awards show, like, from my couch, and I was like, women are just, you know, it's the time of the women.
Time's up.
Yeah, yeah, hashtag, and I was all for it, and he was like, I don't know why we're celebrating this, and I looked at him like, you did not just say that, and he goes, I just have always thought highly of women, and I'm like, oh. He wasn't being a douche canoe, he was being the biggest sweetheart. It was so sweet because he meant it. Like, he wasn't even trying to be sweet or funny.
Yeah, he was just being...
He was just being serious. He was just like, well, I've always just thought highly of women. And I'm like...
That's really cute.
I love you.
I love you.
He's so sweet. I'm trying to think of a confession that I have, but I can't. Like, if six confessions in, like, 24 hours,
yeah,
I can't do
it.
Yeah,
that's a lot for you. I'll take some.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll help you out here.
You've got more than one. I'm, like, the only thing I can confess right now is I'm, like, I can totally smell my feet from right here. That's about it.
Oh, that's the worst. I forgot to put on deodorant today, but I'm also still drunk from Vegas, so sorry.
Actually, you know what?
You do have a confession?
No.
Oh.
I'm, like, actually, you know what? I'm going to record this as I do it. Just, oops. Oops. I just took a terrible photo of myself. I don't think I put on deodorant either.
I ran out, guys, and I didn't have time.
Yuck. That could be, okay, there's my confession. I can smell my feet and I didn't put on deodorant.
It's okay. You're a hardworking girl.
Thanks.
You're, like, super busy.
I can get away
right
with
now.
That.
Yeah, you can get away.
Yeah.
Also, this is, like, so stupid, but I put diesel gas in my car.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to bring that up. Okay, you dummy.
I'm from New Jersey. We don't pump our own gas.
What do you mean you don't pump your own gas?
In New Jersey, you don't pump your own gas.
Well, people do it for you?
Yeah. It's the only – I think there's two states, New Jersey and one other state. So
okay,
you got to give me a little slack. But also, like, I was at the gas station. I was having the worst travel situations.
Mm-hmm.
Finally found my way back to L.A. I, like, had, like, three canceled flights. Like, it was a shit show. And then I, like, to top it off, I was just so out of it, and I was putting the green nozzle in.
Yeah.
And some guy at the gas station was like, you know you're putting diesel in it, right? And I'm like, what? Oh, shit. And then,
what do you do?
He was like, and then I go, what happens? I was like, what happens? Literally, I drove on the highway, broke down, cops came, like, tow truck had to come. It was so embarrassing. And I like didn't tell my dad. Oh shit.
He doesn't know. Does he listen to Grape Therapy? That would be awesome.
He probably does.
That would be awesome.
No, he's my number one fan, so he'll probably listen to everything. Because I just talked about anal.
No, tell him not to. Yeah, I just had a sex therapist on. I recorded one with a sex therapist, and I'm like super close with my mom, and I tell her everything, and we've talked about sex before, but I still was like, Mom.
Yeah, just don't listen to this one. Maybe this one too.
Yeah. No, my mom doesn't care as long as it's not me saying it.
Yeah.
Even if it was, she'd find a way to be like,
don't judge me, Caitlin's mom.
You're so true to yourself, Katie. I can't believe you put diesel in your car.
I know.
But
dumb
it makes sense.
Moment.
It makes sense if you've never pumped your gas before. But let me say.
Yeah, but also it's green. It's
as a 24-year-old woman, you should be pumping your gas by now. Or at least have done it. Like, that's crazy.
I know.
And really funny.
$1,500 later, I think I learned my lesson.
Is that what you... So
yeah, so I had to bring it to Honda, like clean it, like drain it. It was just a whole shit show. I went home to Jersey that weekend and I was just like...
Oh my god!
I just had a meltdown.
Wait, you have a birthday coming up, don't you?
Yeah.
Turn 25?
Yeah, 25.
Because I Googled you.
Oh. Well, you better know now, bitch, forever.
Forever. It's in my calendar now. So you're in what? An Aries?
I'm an Aries.
What does that mean?
I feel like we get along really well. I feel like we're kind of the same, but I don't know what you are.
I'm a Gemini.
Ooh, so you have like...
I'm a crazy person. I have two personalities, and I'm a really good liar. I'm just saying these are things that people say about Geminis, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, but
I'm actually a terrible liar.
No, but one of my best friends is a Gemini.
Really?
So that makes sense. But yeah, no, Aries, we're just like kind of independent, a little bit of selfish. Sorry.
Who isn't?
I know. Like adventurous. I'm like a full blown Aries though, hence why I got
this adventurous
tattoo.
I pumped my own gas once.
I'm independent. I pump my own gas now. Still don't know how to do it. No, but now I'm like scarred for life. And then all my friends make fun of me. They'll be at the gas station and be like taking the green one out and be like,
yeah,
oh my god,
I'm probably gonna do that to you too.
It was the worst. And I didn't tell my dad because he was like, he will murder me. And he was like, he's so like on my ass about like my car, like are you safe, like just when I'm driving, like,
yeah,
he has like a big fear. I don't know, but like he, when I told him I broke down in the middle of the, because I like needed to call the insurance,
yeah,
and I didn't know what the f- was going on,
yeah,
he was just like, what happened? I was like, my car just broke down. And like still to this day I have not told him that it put diesel gas in
again
it.
Hopefully dad's not listening. But wait, now I'm thinking on it, so you were 23 when you were on The Bachelor,
yeah,
and Nick was 36. Same age freak out as Becca M.
I know, I think they literally had nothing to talk about this season.
That just goes to show your age wasn't an issue.
Yeah. I don't know why. And I feel like she's more mature than I am.
Oh, she's more mature than I am. I'm 32. She's like,
I feel like she's an old soul.
I can't even do math.
92 she was born.
Well, I wasn't going to do that. I was just saying she's like 9 years younger than me. But
oh, yeah. I can't do that right now.
Yeah. Something like that.
Let's not even try.
No, I'm not going to try. But she is way more mature than I am. But that's interesting because you were the same age gap.
Yeah.
With you and Nick.
How old is Ari?
36.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
Because they had nothing else
to tell
her
about. Yeah, you're right. That's crazy. That's real funny. Did you enjoy Paradise?
No.
Yeah.
We just had the whole...
Yeah, you were on a tough season.
Yeah, we were on a weird season.
Right.
And it was like, we went through this entire scandal and then like got flown back to America. And then I ate my life away. So I was like fat. Not fat.
Oh, give me
but
a
like,
break.
No, I wasn't fat. But like, I just worked really hard for my body. And then like, I ate like a man when I got back.
And oh, then
they were like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
But like, it was just like the vibe. I'm all about,
yeah,
like, it was just like
bad vibes.
It was bad vibes. It wasn't like, and it was like 8 days.
Yeah. That's
but Adam
weird.
Adam found Raven.
Yeah, no, good
and,
things came of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, good things did come of it.
But you didn't like, you enjoyed being on The Bachelor more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hyped for Paradise. Like, I was excited to like meet people. And then like, then when we were like, we didn't film for like a week. So like, I got to know everyone and I was like,
right.
Okay, I don't like anybody.
Right. And you're like, eh. That whole Corinne thing was crazy.
Yeah, that was insane. And then it was just like, then everything was like just tainted.
Mm-hmm.
It was just not good vibes.
And then they've had a season since that, right?
No, that was last
season. That was last season?
Yeah, that was last
season. I wonder what Paradise will be like now.
And then the drinking was different.
Well, I think it's going to be different on all seasons now.
Yeah, no, I did an interview with TN the other day, and she was like, were you guys, like, drunk at the Woman Till All? I was like, Whitney was sleeping, so that's when you know she was wasted.
Yeah.
And they, like, were, like, begging for champagne. I mean, just the rules have changed.
Oh.
I wouldn't have survived.
It was, like, unlimited alcohol, like, no matter what. And, I mean, not like they were forcing it down our throats. It was our decision. But
yeah,
I drank
no,
all
course.
The time.
No, yeah, they, like, just, they never, no one ever told us to drink. They just, like, I mean, I'm just.
It's just very available.
Yes, it's just very available.
That's crazy.
Did you like my confessions?
Oh,
really,
they were great.
I really worked hard.
Oh.
Like, I'm really proud of myself.
I think I really just knew you would show up for confessions.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, basically.
Yeah, you delivered.
For you too.
You delivered, and it's so funny that maybe I'm even getting, like, numb to people's poop stories now, because I'm like, yeah, of course that happened. Of course you're telling me this.
I know, like, a poop story is, like, this daily routine in my life, so.
Yeah, but you wove in some sex in there, so
yeah,
it made it a little bit, like,
spicier.
More scandalous.
Yeah. So. Well, also, I had Teamy Tea for the first time.
Oh.
I'm not sponsored by them anymore. Like, no.
That's what did it for you?
No. I drank it yesterday to, like, detox, like, everything I had from Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, I have two boy roommates. Like, I was like, you guys have to leave. Like, this is not okay.
I'm about to unleash the poop dragon, okay? Back off.
No, I, like, knew what I was doing to myself, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, like, just it's like asking for a shit attack.
Yeah,
I was like, RIP to my asshole. I'm so sorry. Like, it was not okay. I was like, I live with two of my best guy friends. I was like, you guys have to leave. This is a 911 situation.
Oh,
like,
I like to
cleanse after I do, like, wild weekends. Oh, and I cleanse, all right.
Good times. Nice. Do you feel like a new woman?
No, not yet. I wonder.
I'm not helping by, like, here,
drinking.
Have some wine. Oh, I see your big, huge bottle of water there, and I challenge you to a big bottle of wine.
I drink
and pretzels.
I know. Tyler was like, you better be drinking a lot of water. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. But Caitlin.
But Caitlin. Caitlin made
happened.
Me do it.
Yeah. So I read that your two biggest fears are Nicolas Cage and aliens.
Yeah. Still to this. I told you I saw Nicolas Cage.
Wait, when did you tell me this?
Did I tell you this?
I don't think you did. I don't think you did.
Yeah, so
did you see him because you watched me and Sean's face swap and Sean looks like Nicolas Cage when we do a face swap?
I love the face swaps. They're amazing.
Donna is Nicolas Cage. But where did you see him?
His girl. So I live in downtown LA. His girlfriend lives in my building. So the first week we were there, we moved in. My roommates were, like, at the bar. There's, like, a restaurant downstairs.
Yeah.
They're like, they saw Nicolas Cage, my roommates.
Yeah.
And I thought they were just f***ing with me because they know I'm scared of.
Fear?
Yeah, I'm scared of him. And the bartender's like, oh, yeah, his girlfriend lives here. Like, he's here all the time. So then I have, like, this anxiety every time, like, I'm walking down. I never go to that restaurant ever.
You're legitimately afraid of him?
No, but then I think, like, in my mind, I, like, hyped myself up to, like, having this fear. Mm-hmm. And, like, talking about it on the show so much. And then, like, just talking about it, like, now. Like, I, like, literally hyped myself up into, like, thinking that I was really
scared. Do you think Nicolas Cage is an alien?
Probably.
Okay.
So I'm pulling into my garage, and I see, like, this little Asian girl. And right behind her is this 6 foot... Maybe 6'5"
alien,
but it was Nicolas Cage. Not only was it Nicolas Cage, he was wearing the biggest pilgrim hat I've ever seen.
Like, he's like, look at me, I'm Nicolas Cage.
No, it was the biggest, like, it looks like one of those, like.
Oh, like Pharrell?
Sombreros, but you like pilgrim version.
Remember when Pharrell wore that big hat?
Yes, that's but what it was even bigger.
Nope.
No, I swear. And I was on the phone with Tyler. I was like, I literally had a panic attack. I was like, I literally told everyone. I called my mom. I called my sister. I was like, Nick, but out of all the buildings, like, his girlfriend has to live in mine.
You that put is, that energy out there.
Yeah, it was the law of
You were inviting Nicolas Cage into your life, and it happened. Finally, it was the law of attraction.
It really was.
Let me just tell you, that's a real thing.
No, it really is.
Okay? It's a real thing.
Like, out of all the buildings in Los Angeles, your Nicolas Cage's girlfriend lives in mine.
What is it that scares you about him?
He's just like I saw the movie when I was little, and it just scarred me for life. Face Off, it was.
Oh, Face Off.
And he was, like, the villain.
I thought you said face swap, but it was your accent. Face off.
Face off. Face off.
I was like, face swap? Oh.
It was with John Travolta. You never seen it?
No, I have. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it was like terrifying. And I just like was scarred for life. Like, I can't watch any movies with him. Everyone was like, you never seen National Treasure? That's the best movie I've ever seen. I'm like, nope, not today. Like, I was literally on an elliptical. And the TV was broken, and it was a Nicolas Cage movie, and I literally had to switch ellipticals. Like, so embarrassing.
Really?
Just fears are fears, man. I don't know.
I get it.
Like, what are you scared of?
Birds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I did know that.
Like, and I mean terrified. Like, if one is just even, like, in my presence, like, I wish people could get inside my body and feel the fear that comes over me, which is so funny, but it's a real fear.
Yeah, that's how I felt in my car seeing Nicolas Cage.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I'm going to see him again. Yeah. I have to.
You have to face your fears.
I have to face my fear. Like, I need to talk to him and, like, take a picture or do something. Like, it has to happen. And
I wonder what he would say. He'd be like, oh, if I had a nickel. For everybody who's scared of me.
I also don't think that, like, he even knows The Bachelor exists.
Of course he does. Yeah. Sean Penn said my name once on Jimmy Kimmel, and I was like,
no, everybody loved you. Everybody loved you. You're the reason why I'm here today. Honestly, you're the reason for my happiness, my success, my boyfriend.
I know.
My friends.
You.
Honestly.
You.
I'm responsible you did this for you. To me.
And then if something bad happens, you're going to blame me.
No, I would literally come home from down the shore. I would go to the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
That's a real place. Just kidding.
Yeah. Good times. And I would go for the weekend. I was still in college. And Mondays, I would have it recorded and watch you. Isn't that creepy?
That's so nice. No. Yeah.
And it's like, creepy. But I wouldn't tell anybody. Like, I would watch it dead alone and, like, be, like, obsessed with it dead alone.
Really?
Yeah. And then I stopped watching. and then here I am.
And here we are. That's so funny.
No, you were hilarious. Like, it was just, like, real. Real recognized real, you know?
Yeah, I respect. I'll cheers you to that one. Cheers with our plastic cups with them.
I'm so embarrassing. I'm so sorry.
You're not. You're gold, actually. You're podcast gold is what you are. I'm trying to look. I feel like I had something written down here. Now I've lost it.
I need a tissue or something.
Do you really?
Yeah, I have a booger. I just use my shirt. It's fine. Like, things are just coming out of all different places, and it's not okay. Oh, they really put a tissue.
Yeah. Thank you.
So sorry. It's the teamy tea.
It's the teamy tea. It'll get you.
It's coming out all over.
Oh, my gosh. Do you still have your shark dolphin costume?
Yeah, I do. I have to. I'm wearing it tomorrow, actually. Oh,
for what?
Extra.
Oh,
final
yeah.
Like, we had a bet who would lose. Me and Hannah, we had a bet who would, like, make the top two, and we both were totally off, and we had to sing in the shark costume how much we love each other. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow.
That's sweet. That's really sweet.
I think I picked, like, Caroline and I don't even remember.
Wait, pick them for what?
Like, top two.
I didn't listen to you. I was not listening. I was reading my notes. What did you say?
Story of my life. I do that all the time. No, we just picked the top, like, who Ari would pick.
Oh.
Top two. And if we were wrong, we had to sing a song about, like, how much we love each other in the shark costume.
Oh, wow, that's really cute.
So
that's funny.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to retire the shark for 2017.
Maybe tomorrow is when you retire it.
Yeah. Tomorrow is a lot of things.
Take it off, Sean.
Yeah. I'm starting tomorrow a new life. No drinking until the weekend.
We're like, it's Thursday. I like where your head's at. Okay, pump the brakes. Let's talk about hydration. Enjoy LaCroix sparkling water, a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. Make the switch to LaCroix sparkling water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. Zero calories, zero sweeteners, zero sodium equals innocent, all natural, environmentally friendly, and flavored with fruit essences. There are 14 LaCroix flavors. Key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, and passion fruit are the newest. There's peach, pear, lemon, lime, berry, cran raspberry, orange, and grapefruit, and pure unflavored round out the lineup. The LaCroix family also includes 6 LaCroix Curate flavors, pineapple strawberry, apple berry, cherry lime, kiwi watermelon, blackberry cucumber, and cantaloupe pink grapefruit. LaCroix Curate has a bolder flavor. LaCroix sparkling water and LaCroix Curate sparkling water is gluten-free, vegan, and non-GMO. LaCroix sparkling water and LaCroix Curate sparkling water are both available nationwide. So for more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check us out at www.lacroixwater.com. For a list of retailers, visit lacroixwater.com.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Do you see the deals on these brands?
Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
New every Tuesday to Podcast One, Shenanigans with Sheena Shea from Vanderpump Rules.
Now I'm living in a new city.
Yeah.
I'm hanging with a new group of people. I have a new job. I'm in a different life. Mm-hmm. But watching back my old life from last year and my old apartment with my old boyfriend, like, it just started to get to where I'm like, I'm very happy in Vegas. And I know I say I'm happy. I always say Sheena, that the people don't even believe me anymore. But yeah,
you're like the girl who cried happy instead of the boy who cried wolf.
To hear more Shenanigans with Sheena Shea, subscribe exclusively on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and the new Podcast One app. Don't forget to rate, review, and leave a 5-star rating.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
You celebrated the anniversary of your breast implants on the show.
Yes, I did.
I made a comment because Raven kept talking about, people were like, oh my gosh, your boobs, when'd you get those? And she was like, I've had them for 6 years. And I was like, oh, I'd like to wish them a happy seventh. Like, when did you get them? And she told me, and now I forget. And I want to wish them a happy seventh. It's July, I know that.
Oh, really? Maybe mm-hmm. It's her birthday.
Could you ask her for me?
Her boob birthday and her actual birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want me to ask her right now?
Do you really celebrate the birth of your breast implants?
Well, I did on the show.
Oh.
And then now it just became a thing. Well, it was my first year. They were only 1 year old, so like I was like, oh, we were just like at a group cocktail party, and I was like, what's the date? Like, wasted.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I got my boobs done a year ago. And you know.
And everybody started. They're like, let's play this one up.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
But then I thought, and then I was like, ooh, now I'm going to celebrate them for life. And then I got them redone. So now they have a new birthday.
Oh, gosh. I can't keep up.
I know. I'm sorry.
Can't keep up. How did you and Tyler meet?
Through Rachel.
Oh, right. But how? Like, what were you guys doing? She's friends with him?
Yeah. She has like mutual friends.
Yeah.
But I don't remember him the first night that I met him. We all went out for New Year's.
Oh. And then she was like, I really think you two would work?
Yeah, she was like, you better hook up with Tyler. And then now she's always like, I better be in the wedding. And I'm like, okay, bitch.
That's funny. I think I'm going to see her soon because we're going to be on the first episode of The Bachelorette, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think she told me something like that.
Well, she was supposed
to do something yesterday, and I was like, you are not okay. Did you see the blonde wig she was wearing?
Yeah.
She wore it out when we weren't even having them on.
Oh.
Like, we all took them off. She kept it on.
She is Beyonce.
She's Beyonce. Beyonce does what she gotta do.
That's funny.
I love her, though.
I love her, too.
Yes. She's like always like, you better thank me for your happiness. So I have to thank Caitlin and Rachel Lindsay. Honestly, the Bachelorettes.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I see a pattern here. That's what I keep thinking, too. I'm like, I always scope out who will be the Bachelorettes on the season and who will be getting a podcast. Because I feel like that's just a natural thing now to go into.
Well, yours is amazing. I've never heard anything negative about yours.
Oh.
You've heard at all.
Negative things are said about other podcasts? I'm like, that surprises me. I feel like, well, I have never listened. That could be a confession of mine. I don't think I've ever listened to a podcast.
Me neither.
Huh.
Oh. No, I haven't.
You're like, oh, there's this one time when Nicolas Cage was on a podcast. No, I didn't.
No, yeah, I have too much ADD. I can't, like...
I know.
focus. But I would mean I signed up to do yours because you're just the best and I heard great things.
That's so nice of you.
No, really. I've never heard anything like bad.
What is so I always do this segment called, well, I don't always, maybe
I don't
like
listen to podcasts. I just do them.
Okay, so Sean and I made up a song called If I Had a Nickel.
Okay.
And if you want, you can sing along.
Okay.
You can try. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
If I had a nickel, hey. If I had a nickel, hey, hey. If I had a nickel, hey, hey, hey. Then I would have a nickel. What's up? So that's our song. And I was just wondering that what is the thing, did I start the podcast with If I Had a Nickel by saying, was it a shark or a dolphin? Is that like, is that what you get asked?
When people recognize you. Dolphin girl. Like, I own it. It is what it is.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I knew I wanted, I always was like, that's my personality. I could care less what people think. And that's just how people should live, yeah. I feel like if you care too much, you're going to stress yourself out, like, about what other people. Only the close people.
100%.
Like, you know, I could care less. So I was like, honestly, yeah. I'm probably pour myself another drink.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Let's just get weird.
The fact that the alcohol is making me feel better.
No, that's
is
a thing.
An issue.
You know what? My dad just texted me and he just said, saw your ET, blah, blah, blah. Great job. I'm like, what? No, I was talking about how drunk I was. And he like doesn't drink.
Oh, yeah. My dad doesn't either.
Oh, man.
My mom's like, I literally have my mom who's like a tequila queen. She's wild and insane. And then my dad, who's like a born again Christian, doesn't do anything, aww, doesn't even know that. Yeah, but they got divorced.
Oh. So my parents won't.
We're not okay.
Am I ever okay? Oh, people are freaking out.
What are they saying?
About, oh, not at you. I'm just reading tweets right now.
About Ari?
Yes. What's going on?
Oh, is it air?
It's on right now. Oh my gosh, yeah. People are losing their minds.
What are they saying? Or is it douche?
Oh boy.
Is it bad?
They're saying that Becca might not be ready to be the Bachelorette.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm like, oh God, I just want to read all these.
No, yeah, I get in a hole.
This is so funny because Kelty Knight, who is, she does the podcast, The Lady Gang, she's texting me right now and she's like, I am so effing shook by this.
My mom will text me because she's on the East Coast and I'm like, Mom, I haven't watched it. Like, chill out.
Oh, man.
Oh, People Magazine said, Bachelor executive producer says, Ari, blah, 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 I don't know how you say his last name.
I say his last name. See, I'm like, oh, blah, 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 blah. What are they saying?
Bachelor executive producer says Ari Jr. follows his heart, and sometimes that's dramatic.
Agreed.
Says Alon Gale.
Yeah, agreed. Yes, following your heart can be dramatic, but
yeah.
Why do we need to tell Chris Harrison about the breakup before we tell our fiance?
Yeah.
Is my only question.
I'm going to copy that for extra.
Extra, extra,
extra. Can I have some wine?
Yes, please.
My ass is sweating.
Cute.
I'm just all types of f***ed up right now. Please do not judge me. I wonder when I'm going to be alive again after this Vegas trip. Like, it was one for...
You're just going to need a lot of...
I'm flying again on sleep. Thursday, though.
Where are you going?
To Dallas.
Oh, yeah. How often do you and your boyfriend see each other?
We have, like, a two-week limit, three-week.
Oh.
It works. It works right now because, like, I'm just living my best life.
I got a good question here for you.
Oh, no.
Quarter life crisis. She's 25. Huh, that's good. She said, if you had to pick, would you be on Nick's season again or Ari's?
Nick's.
Really?
Yeah. There's no way I would be able to handle the saltine cracker. I would be eliminated night one.
Allium says, crunchy or puffy Cheetos?
Definitely puffy. Puffy. He's not crunchy yet.
No, but what do you prefer?
Oh, I thought you meant Aria, because didn't we say he was a spicy
He's Cheeto? Spicy, but do you prefer crunchier?
I kind of like the crunchy.
Okay. All the
this is what people are asking. This is so embarrassing. There's two people that ask. Nobody cares.
Hey,
well, nobody cares because the Ari's thing
to
is
be
on
fair, it. You had two questions in 2 minutes.
Okay.
So
it makes me feel a little special.
And actually, there is Oh, her response about this the other night. She may be as funny as you. Well, at least close. Yeah, it was like you were like known for being the funny girl. So, but I didn't watch the season, so I was like, "Who the hell's this broad?"
Yeah, you were like, "Who's this bitch?" Yeah.
Who
thinking
is she?
That she wants to be me.
And you know what? I'm okay with it.
Aw, thank you.
I really should have done this earlier, but
it happens. We're better with like just going with the flow.
Yeah, that's all I got. But she's another girl said, "Wow, my favorite two people come from this franchise. This is amazing."
Oh, thank you. What's her name?
Chimichanga.
Thank you, Chimichanga.
Christina B C D E F. Sure. Oh, Rosebud asks, "Oh, I hate this question, but I don't like saying it out loud because it sounds so aggressive, but F one, marry one, kill one."
Okay.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say instead of kill, let's say like punch in the face.
Okay, perfect.
Make love to, marry, or punch in the face?
Make love to, marry, punch in the face. Okay.
Nick, Ari, Juan Pablo.
I think punch in the face, Juan Pablo.
Okay.
Ooh, but then I don't want to...
Yeah.
I don't want to bang Ari. Mm. I probably bang Nick.
I said make love.
Okay. Oh.
Make love. Let's just change
okay.
it. I'd kiss
rather...
one? Kiss
poke one?
One. Get engaged to one?
Okay.
Or punch one?
Punch Juan Pablo.
Okay. Really?
Oh, no. Probably bang Juan Pablo. Make love.
Kiss.
Kiss.
Okay. Juan Pablo.
Juan Pablo. Oh, this one's a hard one.
It is. That's, you know, that's when you know
that's
it's a good question.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah.
No, probably kill Juan Pablo. Boom. Dude, this is so hard.
You don't have to mean it. Just say it. Just say something. You don't have to mean it.
Okay. Marry Juan Pablo. Kiss Nick. Punch in the face. Ari.
Okay. We're The Bachelor Diaries. We got through it. We got through it. The Bachelor Diaries wants to know if you're really an aspiring dolphin trainer.
Yes. Oh, No.
Oh, I can see how you'd get confused on that. Yes. You were so sure in it, too. Yes. Oh, no.
No, aspiring. I was always, that was like, you know when you're little and you have a childhood dream? Are you listening to
yeah.
me?
Yeah. When you were little and you're, tell me about a dream. Your childhood dream. Yes, I did hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, but then when I came out about it, everyone was like, dolphin activists were after me. I was like, okay, chill, bro. Mm. Yeah, it was serious.
I believe you.
So, like, now I'm not quick to say
you
yes.
have to be. That's the scary thing is I always get scared when I do live anything. Like, even Entertainment Tonight Live, I was to. Oh, you do that as a job.
I know. It's so
anytime
hard.
Anytime it's something live, I'm like, oh, man, what am I going to say that's going to, like, come back to haunt me?
No, I know.
Kathleen Herrick says, how does she prefer to eat her pork roll? Do these people, like, know you, like, really well? Or is that just a random question? Do you talk about pork rolls?
Never. I don't think I'm a...
You've never talked about pork roll, but someone just wants to know that question?
Yes.
Well, how do you prefer it? Deep fried?
Deep fried.
Cold? Leftover?
Left. I love cold.
See, this is a good question.
Yeah, I love cold food. Okay. Like, I like pizza cold. Is that weird?
No, not weird at all. Pizza anyway is great.
Always.
Okay, JoJo wants to know, not JoJo, JoJo.
Just another JoJo.
No, this is JoJo's Life 94. Wants to know, what's your favorite thing about being a Jersey girl?
I keep it real.
Boom. Oh,
mic drop.
Yeah. Keeping it real. Totally.
totally.
Devil Wears Praja. Because her name's Praja, I think.
Yeah.
Who would you date from the Bachelor Nation if you were single?
That's a good question. Who's like a cool...
You can say Sean if you want.
Yeah, Sean.
He's a good one. I get it.
He's a great one.
I get it.
Respects women, has a dog, funny.
Yeah, he's got it all going on.
Swap.
Yeah.
And he watches award shows. That's literally what I got from you from that story, too. Aww, that,
yeah.
Because like, I love watching award shows. Like, that's, like, one of my things. And Tyler likes to watch award shows, too.
Oh, there you go. Big turn on.
Yeah. This is so...
Oh, my God. People are just being so sweet. They're not even asking questions. They're just so pumped about this podcast. So.
Oh, yeah. Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. Hello. What?
Say well.
I'll say boom, boom, boom. I'm going to say this. My podcast producer, Heather, Heather, remind me to not do like 6 podcasts in a row with as much wine, okay?
Okay.
You're going to have a field day editing this one.
Are people just hyped that we're together?
Yeah, they really are. It's so cute because I keep looking for questions and
No, literally all the producers when I first got on the show were like...
You're Caitlin?
Yeah.
Did they say you're the hotter Caitlin?
No.
Okay.
Nobody ever said that.
They said that to me about someone, and I was like, that's really
No,
mean.
They said that you didn't know that you were able to watch TV in the room. And yeah. You, like, sat there, and you're like, they were like, dude, Caitlin, you can put on the TV.
Yeah.
And you were, like, just standing in silence.
That's what, okay, so I think I might have told this story before, but if it's still funny. So well, I was so, like, I'm...
Did you have anxiety back then?
Yes. No. Not even close to what I have now.
Yeah, I have, I have 10 times worse anxiety now, and I wasn't even the Bachelorette.
I
so
didn't
I
have
know.
Anxiety. It was like more like I was worried I was going to like upset somebody or like do something wrong, and they'd be like, you can't be on the show.
Yeah.
So everybody has to go into a hotel, and you have to basically be there for 3 days, no phone, nothing. And all I had heard, I'd never been on the show, obviously. So all I knew was that you don't get to watch TV. You don't get to have a phone. So when they took my phone away, I was like, I must not be allowed to watch TV. And so I didn't even turn, actually, I turned the radio on and I put it on volume one.
That's what they said.
Yeah. I'd put the volume of, I hid an Oprah book because I felt like I wasn't allowed. And then I didn't turn on the TV because I didn't want anyone to like show up in my room and be like, her TV's on. She's not following the rules.
Yeah. No, I, like, when they told me that, I was done. And they always talked about you just, like, how you would have, like, during your ITMs, which is...
In the moment
interviews.
Interviews.
That you, like, the cameramen aren't allowed to speak to you, make any type of, like, interaction with you just so you can be yourself and not to get distracted. Mm-hmm. But, like, they said that when you would do your ITMs, the entire camera crew, like, had to take breaks.
And laugh.
Because they would laugh so hard.
Oh, my God. That's, like, the best compliment.
Like, but then in my head, every time I did an ITM, I was like, they better f***ing laugh.
Yeah, then you're looking at all that, and you're like, why aren't they even paying attention? That was one of my main things. I remember, like, a couple of them being like, there's always one girl every season that we love when they're in the interview rooms. And they go, we found our girl with me. And I was like, yes, I'm funny.
Yeah.
And then one of the camera guys actually said to me, they don't usually make it this far.
Yeah, you made it really far.
For a funny Canadian.
Yeah, for a funny Canadian.
I know, eh?
Oh, yeah. Eh?
Oh, yeah. Eh? And then when I came back as the Bachelorette.
Well, I met you in Canada, too. I forgot.
Yeah, Toronto.
We're basically friends, if you really think about
it. We're definitely friends.
Yeah, we have to be now.
Well, it'd be weird if we weren't. Imagine I was like, no, not yet. Nope, not yet. Oh, God. Oh. I feel like we should wrap this up. It's been an hour.
Yeah,
I know.
No.
I know. Time flies when you're having... wasted. I mean, having fun. We just finish each other's sentences.
Salting crackers.
Okay, last question.
What did we get? 4 questions? I'm really a hot commodity these days.
So, Alexis, who came up with your dog's name, Bro? Oh, your dog's name is seriously Bro? I thought that was just a nickname.
No, it's Bro.
Oh.
My first dog's name was Dude. And then we moved, then when we got our new dog, it's Bro. My stepdad.
That's amazing.
My stepdad makes, like, has the best
That's
name.
Awesome.
Bro. Mm. Yeah, Dude, but I like Dude so much
dude
better than
Bro.
R.I.P. Dude.
That R.I.P. Dude. That's really funny. I might steal that. Okay, well, I'm really happy that you came
and
did this.
I'm really happy, too. I'm happy that you're alive and well after your shit show of a day.
Yeah.
And I'm happy I'm alive and well after my shit show of a
weekend. We are just not on a good level, but that makes for a great podcast.
That it does.
Sponsor review coming at you. Jergens Moisturizer. Let your beautiful shine. Thread Up. 30% off your first order if you go to threadup.com/vine. LaCroix Sparkling Water. Visit lacroixwater.com. Amazon. Keep the podcast free while you shop. Amazon.com/shop/CaitlinBristow.
Give everyone a bit of words of encouragement for their weekend.
Oh, but is it Tuesday? What day is it?
It's going to be Thursday when this comes out.
Words of endearment?
Yeah.
Let me think.
No, encouragement.
Oh.
I'm looking at what... It'll be the 15th. 9 days until you're 20.
Oh, 10 days until my birthday. So yeah. Leave a comment on my Instagram. Happy birthday. That's my words of endearment.
Okay.
Encouragement.
And
no, love yourself.
Oh.
Love yourself.
Just go out just and attack yourself. The weekend and just love yourself and own it.
Yeah, own it and don't care what anybody thinks about you. You heard?
You heard? Skrr. Skrr. That's amazing.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, that's the best advice ever.
Was that, go leave a comment on my Instagram.
Was that Shakespeare?
You heard? You heard?
Oh, that's amazing. God. Okay, everybody go follow Alexis on Instagram, Twitter. What's your Instagram name?
@AlexisWaters_Waters.
@AlexisWaters_
Everybody always asks me how to spell it. I'm like, water with an S.
Because it sounds like you're saying water.
Yeah, like water.
So then you're like, how do you spell that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it.
That's it. Grape therapy. Your session is now ended.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Hey, podcast listener, this is Rob Cesternino. I'm the Rob, and Rob has a podcast, and the new season of Survivor is just getting started, and we've got new episodes for you 5 days a week. Join us for interviews with your favorite past Survivor players and this season's losers right after they get their torch snuffed. Listen free to Rob Has a Podcast, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and the Podcast One app. And if you like the show, why not share it with a friend or leave us a rating and review on iTunes?
Okay, you know, I can't keep a secret. Depends what it is, but most of the time, no. Or a deal to myself, which is why I'm going to tell you the best place to find spring savings, Ross. Okay, you'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit, trust me. You do not want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops, and it's spring. So, you know, Ross has savings on sundresses. You can shop your spring style with brand names, sandals for less. And with these savings, you're going to want to get a handle on these handbags. Get outside this spring with savings on the outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys, okay? There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.